Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here. We're back. It's Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday per usual. Brought to you by the TrendCenter app, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Check them out. They're also a great follow on X. Give out free picks all the time. So it's is it week eight?
Correct.
Damn, it's like
We've gone through 2 months of this.
2 months of hell. Jesus, I'm having a terrible
Well,
time.
I mean, betting wise, I think we're all doing like okay, but as
I'm not.
Titans fans, oh, okay.
No, I went 2-6 last week and I lost my Surefire. Man, it didn't even have a prayer. Golly. So, all right. I'm gonna move on. Try not to have too much of a pity party over here. Also fuck the Broncos and the Giants. Giants can't close out a game, and I hate both of these teams. I hope their plane crashes. Okay. Chris, how did you do last week?
Well, geez, I went 6-5. It was all right. Hit my surefire. I mean, not the best week, but I mean, I'm not going to complain, especially following your soliloquy, Will. But yeah, I hate that it's week eight. We're way too close to double digits. And that's I'm really trying hard not to think like, man, it's already like halfway over, almost. This
It's
makes
not.
me sad. Regular season.
It's not yet.
Almost.
Almost, but it's not.
Okay. Well, I'm still trying to avoid the mid-season blues, but doing all right gambling wise, so we'll take it. Sean, how did you do last week?
6-6 last week. Surefire hit. Hit a plus 250 TD score last night, which was phenomenal. Wrapped up the week pretty good, but ready to be heard again. Also, it's National Tight Ends Week, guys. This is probably the best betting week of the entire calendar year. So let's stop the pity party and let's just bet TEs to score all week. That's how I'm feeling, because they're all gonna score this week.
Sure. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Moving
Just saying.
on. First game, Thursday night
Just right
football.
into it. I'm so done.
I'm down horrendous. I don't know what you want from me over
Let's
here.
just wrap this up. Come on. Everyone just rapid fire your picks. Let's go home.
All right. Thursday night football, Vikings at the Chargers. Chargers favored by 3.5. I hate both these teams. The over-under's 44.5. I mean, I guess I'll start off immediately. I want to take the over. Now, I've been sort of following my gut and all these picks, and I'm wrong. So I am eyes and ears open to any other suggestions, because in my brain, the Chargers defense is kind of banged up, and the Vikings seem to still be able to put up points, even with that bum Carson Wentz. And I don't, I didn't even look into if JJ McCarthy is going to come back this week. I don't know if that matters. I feel like the Vikings are just very well coached, and it feels like It just feels like an over 44 and a half for me. But I am very easily swayed. Chris, what do you have?
I do kind of hate this matchup. The Chargers have done me wrong many times this season, but I'm going back to the well. Chargers -3. You said it. Wentz is a bum. Like, this guy sucks. Charge defense is banged up. They got Khalil Mack back last week. Obviously didn't really help them too much, but hopefully with a full week of practice under his belt, he'll be better. I assume Carson Wentz is starting. I think it'd be weird to bring JJ back on a short week. Even if they do, I mean, he's played how many quarters of football in his NFL career, and I think one of those was good. So I like the Chargers either way. I just think they are the better team, and they need a win, like a decent win, because they stink right now. Like, I know they're hurt, I know that, but like, their only win in the last how many weeks is a miracle comeback against the Dolphins. Like, they need to get like a gut check game, and I think Harbaugh gets them ready for this one. So yeah, Chargers -3. Sean, any differing opinion?
No, but I'm going to take a page out of your playbook, Chris. I'm going to go Vikings team total over 20 and a half. I'm done betting sides with the Chargers. Vikings in their six games that they've played so far, they are 5-1 in scoring 20 or more points. They're averaging at least 24 points a game, and the Chargers, they're letting teams score at least 23 on them per game. So, this Chargers defense is atrocious. Colts mollywopped them. They let the Dolphins and Marcus Mariota led Manders lay 27 on them. I think JJ might be back this week. So hopefully he just kind of fits right back in, and we let Carson Wentz just ride the bench. Like, sit his happy ass down, let him get paid. But I really like this. I like this team total over 20 and a half. I don't know if that sways you at all, Will, but
It
that's what I'm going with.
doesn't sway me, but it does kind of back up
Yeah.
what I'm going after here. Because if they're letting in like 23 points a game, and it's kind of like, well, the Chargers, like Chris was right, the Chargers do need a win. Like, they've been playing kind of like ass. So if they're gonna let up that many points, they gotta score more. And so if we're just going by the law of averages here, I feel like the over is the play for me. I guess, but if I have another bad week, I'm going full Costanza. Just to lay it out there, I'm going full Costanza, no questions. Okay, you can laugh. It's all right.
No,
No, I've been laughing, yes. Like,
it's
I
okay.
get
it. It's kind of funny, but I get where you're coming from. I almost went full Costanza a couple weeks ago. And that was the week that I actually kind of turned it around. So sometimes you just got to hit rock bottom and then
yeah.
dig your way out.
Cool. Next game, 49ers at the Texans. Texans are favored by 1.5, which is kind of weird. The Niners are super banged up, but like, they just kind of keep finding ways to win, you know? I guess that was a doy-doy play by me, taking the Falcons. But old McCorkle proved me wrong, and just kept checking it down to Christian McCaffrey. They kept running the ball, and I also lost my fantasy matchup because Christian McCaffrey almost dropped a 40 burger on me, and I thought I was safe. Everything is wrong right now. Chris, what do you think about this game?
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but
It's okay. No, it's
you're making it funny, Will. That's the problem.
yeah.
Yeah,
I need
like,
you to laugh to make me feel better.
Okay, good. Then I'm hoping I help. I'm taking under 41 and a half. I don't really trust either offense right now. Like you said, 49ers super banged up. Who knows if Purdy's ever going to come back? I feel like every week they say he's questionable, and then Saturday comes around, they're like, nope, he's not playing. So I don't really know what to do, what to think there. Either way, San Francisco's offense not really been that good on the road. They have only scored 20 or more points in two road games this season. I think two of four road, they've already played four road games. I think that's wild. But once was 26 in overtime against the Rams, and that was essentially a home game. And the other one was against who was it? Oh yeah, New Orleans, and they suck. So, and the Texas D or offense is just abysmal. So I don't think either offense. I mean, both teams have solid defenses. I don't think either offense is going to be able to do much. I think this game's going to stink. So under 41.5. Sean, what do you think?
I'm going with the Niners on the money line. Both teams coming off a short week. Texans are probably going to be without Nico Collins, their best wide receiver. That's going to make a difference for this Texans team. Niners, I mean, they're banged up, but they are getting like healthier. Like George Kittle did come back. He didn't do anything with catching a ball, but I think he made some impressive blocks Monday night. He really set up, that run game for him. Plus, I think we're getting like prime CMC right now. He's going back to his old ways of being more of like an annoying player to play in fantasy. Sorry, Will. This is just what I have written down.
It's okay.
But he's being more of a receiver than he is a running back right now. And that's just what he's good at. So plus the Texans are just kind of trash right now. So I would also be remiss if I did not mention this stat that I found. In the last three seasons, when both teams are coming off a night game, the over is 17-9, going over by at least 7 points. So be careful. Be careful on the under. So I'm just throwing that out there. It's
Interesting.
just a stat. It's numbers. We're just got to mention it. But Niners on the money line for me. Will, what you got?
I also have the Niners circled over here. It George Kittle did come back, didn't do fuck all for me in my fantasy matchup, but the Texans do not look good right now. And the Niners are, I mean, they're probably one of the better coached teams in the league. Just the fact that they keep winning these games, and they're like the 2023 Titans, where we had over 99 players play for us. But this team like keeps winning. Yeah, I'm going with the Niners. It does kind of feel like a little bit of a trap because the Texans have been down pretty frequently. And yeah, but I'm going with the Niners. I'm going I do think they are the better team, even though they are super banged up. But all right, next game, Cowboys at the Broncos. Broncos favored by 3.5 points. I thought that the Broncos had like the best defense. Their defense is still very good, but I hate them. Because I don't even remember the score from last week's game. I've tried to block
33
it out.
32.
They let in 32 points. Like, fucking, what are we doing here? But they do, man, there's something about this Broncos team. It's kind of fucking wild. Sean, I'm gonna let you go first.
All right. I'm glad you let me go first. I think this is a beautiful matchup. When you think of the Wild Wild West, like, what do cowboys often ride?
Horses,
Correct. And
ponies.
as a cowboy, like it is often their time, it is often like their job to like break in the horses and that would often be called they would often be called Bronco Busters to break in the horses, correct?
Sure.
But what if I were to tell you that the last time Dallas beat Denver, it was a John Elway, Troy Aikman matchup.
I would
Because it's
say
true.
that's pretty wild.
The year was 1995. Since then,
Jesus.
Dallas is 0-7 against the Broncos, 2-5 against the spread. But I love Denver. I love Denver in this matchup, coming off one of the biggest comebacks in NFL history. I think they're clicking right now, winning four straight. Cowboys, they're not playing bad. I think like they haven't turned the ball over in like four straight games either. But man, I think Denver takes this one. I know it's not much of a stand, but I think this game is either going to rock or it's going to be like a rock fight where it's just like it's going to not be cool. But I'm going with the Broncos on the spread minus three for right now. Chris, what you got?
I honestly had no idea what to do with the side in this game. So I'm taking Cowboys team total over 23 and a half. Their defense is Swiss cheese. It is horrible. But their offense is electric. They're putting up 32 points a game. And they just got their best player back last week. And he looked like he hadn't missed a beat. I think he had 100 something yards. I don't remember how many exactly, but he went off. I do not trust Broncos defense. I know the Giants are like the fun new team right now, but they're still like it's Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. And it's like, yes, they're very fun, but when you have this supposedly like top whatever defense in the league, you should probably hold them to under 32 points. So I don't trust them right now. Cowboys electric. So yeah. Oh, I don't know if they win this game or not. I'm glad I didn't take them on the spread after Sean just laid out that. That's shocking.
It's like the opposite of what cowboys are supposed to do to
Yeah.
horses, you know? Like
Yeah.
it's wild. So I
That,
feel
yeah.
like if you're gonna pick a side, you gotta go with the Broncos, but
Yeah.
that's just me.
Well, I'm not picking a side. The Cowboys could still lose this game and score 24 points. So, yes, Cowboys team total over 23 and a half. Will, what is your pick that you clearly love so much?
He chose the Cowboys.
I did
Oh, he
not.
did? Okay.
Sean was making some really good points. I have the over, but it's really
It's not bad.
high. Yeah, but it's like when I think about the things that I can count on, it's like the Cowboys offense is electric. Their defense is ass. And the Broncos defense is supposed to be good. So I can't really trust it, but also the Broncos keep finding ways to win games. And so my kind of thought process here is like the Cowboys are going to score, and in order for the Broncos to win game, they have to score.
Yes.
That's fair. That's a fair
That's
thing,
fair.
right? Their assumption, that's what they say. Yeah. So I don't know. Am I taking
Well,
crazy pills?
no, I think you're right because the Cowboys secondary is absolute trash. It's awful. It's
Yes.
terrible.
Can
They
count
give
on
up
it
like
to be trash.
they give up like the most points. I think they're like second in the league of like giving up the most points. But can I read you a stat that I found?
I would love that.
In the last 5 years, the Broncos have only played two games with a total of 50 or more. I don't know what you have this total at.
I
Do you
just
have it at
I
50 and a half?
yeah.
Okay. So they played the Bengals at 50 and a half in 2024 last year. Cincinnati won 30 to 24. And then in 2021, they played the Cowboys at straight 50, and Denver won 30 to 16. So 1-1 on the over. But
Okay.
high scoring games. So
Right.
I don't think you're wrong, but I think this game has a much better chance of going over than both of those games combined. I don't
Yeah.
think the over is the wrong play.
Yeah, it was like you're making some great points, but it's like this is either going to be a very high scoring game or it's going to be a rock fight. There's no in between.
I'm not
And
sure the Cowboys defense is capable of being in a rock fight.
but we have
They're
also
just.
seen that the Broncos can get in their own way.
Yeah.
That's more of what I meant of more like a rock fight. It's just like turnovers and stupid plays and just like
Yeah.
punts at the 45, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what are we doing?
Right. So I think I'm gonna stay with the over. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Next game, Sunday night football. Packers at the Steelers. Steelers home dogs by 3.5 points in this matchup. Steelers most recently lost to the Bengals. In that Thursday night football against Joe Flacco, pocket passer. So, Packers seem to be a very good team. Were they on bye last week? No, I didn't pay attention to
Yes.
them at all. No,
No,
they
they
played the Cardinals.
play the Cardinals, yeah.
Oh,
How did that game go?
they won by like 4 or 5, like 28-23 or something like that.
Okay.
I thought they were on bye because I have Jalen Reed and Romeo Doubs on my fantasy team, and they were both hurt, so I didn't need to play either of them. So whatever.
So here's my thought process. The Packers are the better team. However, if we just look at the past and recognize the mountain of stats backing Mike Tomlin as a dog and as a home dog, right now my play is Steelers plus 3.5. I don't love it. I don't feel strongly towards it, but it just feels like the right play. If you guys have some more insight, I would be, willing to listen. So, yeah. Sean, what do you think?
I have never hit a money line faster in my life than I have Steelers money line. This is Aaron Rodgers' first time playing the Packers. And
I was thinking about that too.
this will most likely be his last chance to beat all 32 teams. He's got to win against every other team, and if he does so, he'll be the fifth quarterback to do it. Joining Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees. Besides the revenge aspect of this game, Tomlin is the best coach above 500 as a home dog in his last 20 years, going 19 and 13 straight up. Steelers money line or die. Like, that's just kind of what it is. Like, if you're not, like, you can hate Aaron Rodgers for like who he is and like what he stands for and just as a person, but as a football player, you can't hate him for this, and you can't hate him for wanting to beat this team because this team fucked him, and he hates this team. He hates this team now. So it's full revenge, Aaron Rodgers, Steelers money line. Chris, what do you got?
Well, I'm double dipping because I was probably gonna double dip anyway, but on the spread, but you convinced me it's Steelers money line, and I'm also taking over 44.5. Both of these offenses, mainly the quarterbacks, are extremely motivated. Aaron Rodgers for obvious reasons. And on Jordan Love is probably gotta be like, hey, like I'm pretty damn good too. And people still talk about this old man. So I think he's gonna kind of want to go out there and show out. Pittsburgh's defense. Not really what we're used to out of them. They have allowed 30 points to Cincinnati, Seattle, and the goddamn Jets. Not exactly like prime offenses out there, especially when the Bengals was, I mean, yes, Joe Flacco looked sick, but he's also 41 years old. Like, come on. Also, Green Bay's defense, not the best. I mean, 2 weeks in a row, they've let backup quarterbacks kind of move the ball against them. They won both the games, but the defense did not like show out by any stretch. So yeah, I think we're gonna get some points, and I think the Steelers are gonna win. Son of a bitch! I just had a stat, and I accidentally touched my phone, and it went away. Here it is. Okay, this is called from Trend Center, obviously called Packers rest disadvantage over since 07. So obviously since 2007. When the Packers are on a rest disadvantage and the spread is less than 10.5, the over is 37 and 18, 9 and 1 in the last 10. So over 44 and a half plus Steelers money line. Let's just hit two bets.
This Sunday night, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Add it. Add the over.
Cool. Next game. Manders at the Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 10.5 points. The over under is set at 47.5. At least the last time it was when I looked at it. This is tough to make. Tough to see this, at least for me. I don't feel strongly either way, but it's kind of like Manders right now are really bad. And I think Jaden Daniels has an injury and it's probably not going to go too well. It's not going to be like long term, but he'll be out for like 2, 3 weeks. I don't
I mean,
know.
it's a hamstring, so you never really know with these things.
Right. So, and the Chiefs took a dump on the Raiders last week, which I mean, that's not saying much, but at the same time, it does kind of feel like the Chiefs are back. So I don't know. Chris, I'm going to let you go first.
I don't love taking big spread, but I'm taking it. Chiefs minus 10. I just don't see how the Commanders are going to be able to move the football, especially if Jaden can't go. I mean, Debo and McLaurin are both. I mean, has Debo played the last 2 weeks? I don't know. I know McLaurin has it because he's on the fantasy team. And I just don't think they're going to be able to move the football. Like, who, name a wide receiver on that team besides those two.
That golden guy?
Golden Tate?
No, his last
No.
name is Golden.
He
That
plays for
dude's on the that dude's
yeah,
on
he
the
plays for
Packers, Will.
the
No, they
Matthew
had a
Golden.
no, we were watching it at the bar, the Cowboys game when we were playing the Manders. Some dude with the last name Golden.
Anyway, the Packers do have a guy named Golden, but I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't remember that gentleman. But yeah, I don't think they're gonna score many points in this game, and the Chiefs, like we said, are kind of getting back into fuck you mode. Obviously, they took a shit on the Raiders before that, like a I don't say dominant, but rather convincing win over the Lions. So I think they kind of need, or not need to, but they want to say like, hey, like we're officially back, and I think they dominate this game. So yeah, it's Chiefs minus 10 for me. Will, what do you think?
I have the Chiefs minus 10.5 circled. The Chiefs are back, but I just hate putting money on that team. It's just most of the time it just never works out. And that's basically it. But I mean, everything points to this, which makes me feel uneasy. But right now that's my pick. I really don't have anything to add. I mean, Marcus Mariota is gonna play this game, and like you said, Chris, I don't see how they're gonna move the football. And the Chiefs defense is good. Like it's like throughout even like throughout this season, the Chiefs defense has been able to show like, hey, you can't take a shit on us.
Yeah, the defense has always been fine, at least. Like the
Yeah.
offense just was inept. But now it's
Right.
like, shit, the offense is really good again.
Yeah, now Rashee Rice is back, so I feel like on any other team, Rashee Rice is like a middle of the road guy, but that's just me. Anyway, Sean, what do you think?
I hate this game. This game stinks. Marcus is in at QB, most likely. I mean, this I said earlier in the year that I probably wouldn't lay any money on the Chiefs spread for the rest of the year, and I'm definitely not laying any money on this big ass spread. So we're gonna go with an old reliable under 47.5. Had to turn for trend center for this one. Let me pull it up real quick. But yeah, I literally do not want to bet anything on this game. But it's Monday, so
What else am I going to do?
what I mean, just like yeah. So this trend is called a Chiefs moderate home favorites under. What? Hold on. Now that I'm looking at it, I think this trend might be wrong. I think the person who made this trend did the less than sign, or he did the greater than sign rather than the less than equal to sign, because it's like, because a moderate home favorite, it if you're favored by 10, that's not moderate.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it's
That's
pretty big.
like I feel like you got to do less than 7, and this dude did more than 7. So I think this guy might have accidentally made a trend.
Interesting.
But it's 22-7-0.
Well, there we go.
So, yeah, I think this guy just accidentally created an under for a high spread. So, fuck it, under 47.5. I hate this game. This game sucks.
Yeah, I
This is
was.
like the Chiefs' like fifth prime time game in like 8 weeks. This is ass. Hate it.
All right. Cool. That's the main slate of games. Yeah, on to everyone's favorite segment of the week. It's the surefire plays of the week, guaranteed not to lose. Shit, I guess I'll go first. I guess I was looking at the board. Nothing really jumped out at me except for the over 44 and a half in the Giants Eagles game. If this is anything like the last time they met, last 2 weeks ago, this game has potential to be fireworks. Yeah, and I mean it, we've seen ever since that game that the Giants can put up points, and they were still putting up points a little bit before that. The Eagles defense is not good. It's not good right now. And it's kind of been very middle of the road throughout the whole season, in fact. They've came out and played big in some spots to get them the win. But I mean, when you're letting 22 points from the Carson Wentz Vikings, I don't feel good about any defense that does that. So I'm going over 44 and a half. Chris, what's your surefire?
You sound so just ready to roll with.
I get where he's coming from.
I
I get
get,
where
no,
he's
I
coming
get
from.
it. I had a hard time picking a surefire this week. I'm not gonna lie, because there were a few that I liked, but I'm going back to a trend that has helped me catch a surefire already this season, and that is fading the Browns after week four. So I'm taking the Patriots -7. The trend, believe it speaks for itself. Browns between the weeks 5 and 18 over the last 35 years, when the total is less than 52. Their opponent is 166, 110, and 10 against the spread. 9-1 in the last 10, currently on an 8-game winning streak. So yeah, Patriots -7. New England's fucking humming. And the Browns are god awful. It's like, congratulations on your beat down of the shitbag Dolphins, but I'm just gonna ride the Patriots until the wheels fall off. They're cooking right now, and Vrabel's doing really good. It's a lot of fun to watch. So yeah, Patriots -7, surefire guarantee not to lose play of the week. Sean, what you got?
All right, I'm doing something completely different. After winning three of these things in a row, makes complete sense. Seems completely sane, right? I'm also going within the New York Giants Philadelphia game. I'm going with the New York Giants over 7.5. New York Giants team total over 7.5 points in the first half. Versus
All
the
right.
Philadelphia Eagles. Jackson Dart, you know it.
First half or first quarter?
First half.
First half, 7.5.
Yes.
Damn, that's whoa.
I know. And we're gonna get into it. We're gonna get into it. But you know, Jackson Dart, spelled with an X. If he ran a college, he should be the dean of first half scoring. Like, since he's taken over at QB, he has crushed this line. 13-0 versus Denver. RIP that ending. 20-17 versus Philly. 14-6 versus New Orleans. 13-10 versus the Chargers. He has crushed this line in every single game he started. And that's why we're going to switch it up, because we're going to get to it before the books get wise on us.
I'm going to take that straight up.
Yeah, as you should. But this is a double unit, surefire, guaranteed not to lose play. So, and these very well may be automatic until the wheels fall off. I see wheels turning with Chris. Like, Chris is.
Well, I've found it on one book, and it's already 8.5. So I'm looking at
Okay.
others now.
I got on a Schmanschmool.
Okay, well, I was looking at Schmaftschmings. Right, we don't have to wait on me to find that. I was just
That's fine.
curious, but yeah,
I mean,
honestly,
that's all I got. I mean, like, I feel like his progress, and it just speaks for itself. Like, his first half endings are phenomenal. If you can get out of the first half 10 up, like, it's easy. Easy. And I love it. So this is a comp I don't think any one of us has ever done something in a first half or a surefire pick before. This might be a first.
I don't think so. I remember I took a first half team total on, it definitely wasn't a surefire. It was like the Bucks were playing the Vikings. And I remember because I had some stat, it was like the Vikings have held opponents to under their team total and like X amount of first halves. And I think the Bucks had 17 like 2 minutes into the second quarter.
I mean, I think this just also speaks for the over as well, Will. So I love it.
Yes.
I'm very surprised it's that low.
I mean, I guess I'll put that in later.
This is a very, like, get it while it's hot,
I
like,
mean,
type of play.
honestly, I think anything under 10 and a half would be
Yeah, it'd be
safe. That's
valuable.
just my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going like 7.5, like, you're wanting 10 anyways, unless you're
Yeah.
like rooting for a
Unless you
like
get
a
a
safety
safety.
or like a two
Yeah.
point conversion in the first half, which is like,
No.
who the fuck is doing that? You know what I mean? Like, but
Yeah.
like, yeah, you really want 10. Anything, I'd take anything under 9.5, to be honest.
I like it.
So that's my surefire pick of the week.
Oh yeah. No, I just took it. I just threw a unit on it, so. All right.
Sharp.
Hopefully that hopefully this stupid parlay hits. All right, moving on.
I will say, this is the last week where, if this doesn't hit, these no longer become like valuable, because, you know, we're running like, you know, like 7-1 odds on like these things, and like, it's week eight. It's do or die. Like,
Yeah.
we gotta hit one of these, or like, we're in the hole.
We've been one leg short, I think, the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. So I'm gonna need the boys to lock in. Like, all three of us need to lock in on these picks.
We got it. This is the week.
I think, if anything, this is the week. But
Please. Right. Moving on. Extra plays for the week. I don't have any, except for that Giants team total for the first half, over 8.5. But yeah, that's all I got for my extra play. Nothing was really jumping out on me. I feel very not confident in the majority of my plays. So, yeah. Sean, what else do you have?
All right, I got three extra plays after not having any last week. First up, I got the Bills minus 7.5. Love the Bills after losing straight, coming off the bye. They may be on fraud watch, but they're going to get right back to being the hot topic on ESPN after beating the shit out of Carolina. Give me the Bills -7.5. I mean, that's like, just get back in it. That's all you need. Don't have any stats or anything. That's a no stats for any of these games. These are like heartfelt plays. Next, we're going Bears Ravens over 50.5. This is stupid high, and it makes no sense, but I love it. Bears are hot, winning four straight. Ravens are back off the bye, probably with Lamar, ready to prove themselves, fight their way back into the conversation. Love this over. And then we're going Bucs Saints over 47.5. Baker revenge over 47.5 all day. Honestly, I think the Saints aren't that bad. They put up points, and they might be dog shit, but like they've got some offense like figured out. They've got something cooking.
Their defense fucking sucks. Their offense
their defense
isn't half
is
bad.
Atrocious. Yeah, but I think the Saints have at least scored, you know, at least 14 to 20 in each game that they've had, if memory serves correctly. So I mean, they're putting up at least 14 per game. So yeah, I mean, figure it out. But Bucks all day over 47.5. Those are automatic. I don't care about that Monday. That Monday night game sucked ass. So boring. So yeah. Bad.
It should have been fun. Like if the Commanders were healthy, it'd be a lot of fun.
The Vanders.
Wait, what are we talking about? Monday night?
I was talking about the Bucks Lions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking to see how many points the Saints have scored in each game.
Oh no. I'm saying
that I heard that, Monday night and it sucks. I remember you complaining about it.
So, the Bucks Lions game on Monday night.
Yeah,
that game sucked.
That was depressing.
It was sucked.
Yeah.
Stupid. The game should have rocked, but it didn't. No. Chris, what are your extra plays?
All right. I also have three. We're in lockstep with the Bills, -7.5. I think they dog walked the Panthers. Bills were struggling going into the bye, and you were thinking, like, hey, like, this team might not be that good. Then you get right game. I think they get it here against Carolina. Panthers also probably going to be without Bryce Young. I don't know how much that affects the spread, but they're without a starting quarterback. He's not very good, but I don't think Andy Dalton is an improvement. At least it's Andy Dalton still, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. Bills my 7.5. Get right game. I'm going to go Bears +6.5 against the Ravens. This line suggests Lamar is going to play, but he didn't practice today. Today being Tuesday, time of recording. So is he going to play? I don't know. Probably. But I don't think they should be 6.5-point favorites against air right now with that god-awful defense they have. Bears are starting to figure it out. I think they keep it within a touchdown. And last play. I mean, we bet the Giants pretty much every other way except on the spread. So I'm taking Giants +7. I mean, they're just fun. I don't know if they win this game just because their shit happens in these games, in their games. But, I mean, I think the exciting whites of Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo keep it within a touchdown. Also, like, how good are the Eagles exactly? Like, yeah, their offense was, I guess you'd say, kind of back last week, but it's 1 week. You never really know. And all Giants know they can beat this team. Like they're not going to be afraid. So I'm going to take them +7, keep it within a touchdown. Yeah, we're putting a lot of pressure on the Giants this week. I don't know how I feel about it.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's the card.
Okay.
I mean, honestly though, like if Carson Wentz didn't fucking it, like throw the ball straight to him, like what was it, twice he threw two interceptions,
I think so, yeah.
Could have been a different game.
Yeah, could have been.
One of them was a pick six.
That is true. Forgot about that. He's so bad.
Yeah. Sit your ass on the bench, boy.
Yep.
Where you belong. That's the only way you win games, if you're on the bench.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's week eight of the NFL season. So excited. All right. Is there any other comments we have? Like, is does any other observations other than, I mean, normally this time of the pod, it's like weekly Titans talk, but I don't really think there's.
I'm fucking tired talking about the Titans.
Yeah,
We suck.
I don't
We
want to talk about them.
we're done. Like, what else is there to talk about?
Yeah,
We suck.
we're not talking about them.
Okay.
Sean, the plus 240 touchdown score you hit, was that Willie Marks?
Woody Marks,
Woody
yeah.
Marks, Woody Marks. Yeah, that was nice. I wasn't watching the game at that point because it was after midnight and I was sleepy, but
Oh yeah, I was dead asleep.
I had score notification on, and it was like garbage time,
Yeah.
like less than 2 minutes left. It's a Mark session. I was like, hey, I didn't bet it, but I was like, hey, good for Sean.
I think he scored like three TDs in like the past like 5 games or something. And I was like, he's like a
Yeah,
pretty
he's
good
heating up.
target. And then like Nico went out and I was like, hey, look out.
We should obviously lines are not up at the moment, time of recording, but I think we should do a tight end touchdown score parlay for next week.
Yeah, might have to. So, just off the dome without looking at lines, who are we
Kittle.
thinking?
Tucker Kraft. Yeah, Kittle. We gotta go Kittle.
It, Kittle did not touch the ball last week,
He
so
had two
he's due.
targets, but that was
He's
it.
I, that's
And
what I'm saying. Like he's due. He's
it's
due.
his holiday.
It's his holiday.
It's
He made
like
it
betting
up.
Santa to score on Christmas.
He's
What do you mean
Santa
Santa didn't come to
Claus.
my house?
Yeah, and he also like apologized to everyone who like fantasy owners and people who bet on him. So I think he's like maybe sprinkle two tutties, honestly.
Mean, maybe.
Sprinkle, because that's still a tight
Yeah.
end, but
Also, not to mention, I didn't give it out on the show, or I didn't even text it to the group, but I did have Devontae Adams plus two touchdowns in that London game. I did say on the pod that it would be a big Devontae Adams week. I did say that.
you did.
And I just sprinkled two TDs. So plus 600. It's nice. Just saying. So we got Kittle, Kraft. I like Goddard. Goddard's
Yeah.
got to be in there.
He scored last time they played the Giants.
Dallas Goedert.
Do we want to do
Trying to
another
think
one,
of
or do you think three will be good?
other like tight ends. I mean,
What, anybody in the Steelers stable of tight ends?
no.
Well, they got three, like that they kind of just rotate.
Yeah, it's
Darnell Washington.
I'd probably go Ferguson for the
Yeah.
Cowboys game.
Yeah. I do kind of like Ertz. I probably don't
Yeah.
need to do all these, but I
Yeah,
do
but
just spitballing. I like Ertz. Just he's probably gonna be like borderline wide receiver one in this game.
yeah.
Especially like I don't think McLaurin's playing. Debo might not ever play again. Like, I don't know what the fuck
It's
is wrong
Monday
with
night, though.
this
It's Monday night.
guy. Okay. That might be a straight up.
Yeah, that might be straight up. I can't have a TD parlay
End
going
on
into
Monday.
Monday night. I can't have that. I mean, I kind of like the four that we said.
Yeah, I like that.
Are they all NFC too?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh shit.
I mean, is
I kind of
that
like that though. I kind of like it though
okay? I was gonna say, I don't think a conference really has
because
much
the
to
I mean honestly like the NFC is kind of like dominating the NF AFC this year. Like they're kind of like
yeah.
putting AFC teams in the dirt.
What about one of the two white boys on the Bills.
See,
I
like
never.
I don't like those like two tight end systems.
I
Like
always.
I
All right.
can't like it. Yeah, like
Whenever I bet on one of them, the other one scores.
yeah.
Yeah. So it's Kittle, Kraft,
Goddard.
Ferguson and Goddard.
God, dirt. Ferguson. Turd Ferguson.
Ferguson, funny name.
Funny name. Kittle, Kraft, Goddard, Ferguson.
I mean, honestly, on Thursday, I'll probably bet Hawkinson just 'cause.
Who's the Chargers tight end? Is it Disley?
Gun to my head. Oh, it's Disley. Yeah, you're
Okay,
right.
I can't remember if he started or not, but because I was thinking about that, like when you said it was National Tight Ends Day, I've been thinking about, okay, who am I taking Thursday night? It's like Hawkinson probably, obviously, but I was like, I don't even know who the Chargers tight end is.
I don't think he's done a lot.
I don't know if he's really that good. I mean, he was a
Yeah.
backup with the Seahawks. I mean, I think he was fine as a backup, but yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know what he's doing this with. Or this season.
Yep.
Do we throw Kelsey in there?
I don't. I just don't like it.
Hey, I don't
Well,
like him
that's
either,
Monday.
but
Yeah, it's also Monday, yeah.
oh, that is Monday. You're right. Shit. I thought that was Sunday. Whoops. Yeah, no, fuck that.
Will Disley this season has, is this right? Oh, jeez. Yeah, four
Oh.
catches for 43 yards. Yikes.
Whoa.
There's no way. He might not be the starter.
Yeah, look at that death chart.
I'm
Like,
looking it up.
is
Or does
Evan
it have to?
Ingram still in the league?
Yes.
Yeah, he plays
Plays for the
for
Broncos.
Bronco. No.
He plays for the
Yes,
Broncos.
yes, yes. I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking of someone else. Who the fuck? Chargers starting tight end is Oronde Gadsden the second. So I've never seen a name with DSD right in the middle. It kind of threw me for a loop there for a second.
That's not a tight end name.
I
Just
mean,
throwing that out there. That's not a name. You look at the nameplate and you're like, that's a tight end.
22
You
catches,
know what I mean?
308 yards, only one touchdown, but yeah. But no, yeah, I get what you're saying.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like
Make
it.
Disley the starter.
Make this
Which that's not
that's
a
not what I
that's not a
meant,
tight
dude.
end. That's not a tight end name either. So, Disley,
Well, no, it's not.
it
You're
needs to
right.
be like a butch name, Tucker
Something Nordic.
Kraft. Yes.
Something that
It's got to be
screams,
some.
"I drink milk."
Yeah.
Makes sense.
John Dixon,
Yeah.
tight end.
Oh,
I could be a tight end.
love milk.
Oh, dude.
I
I mean,
was okay, so
just saying.
the other night I was making dinner and this like pasta sauce I was making called for like half a cup of milk. So I poured the half a cup of milk, and then I took like a swig out of the container. And Kelsey was like, "What are you doing? Just drinking milk?" I was like, "Yeah, it's a drink.
What does it look like I'm
Like,
doing?
I'm not like drinking chicken broth. It's meant to be drank." She was like, "I don't know. It's weird." I was like, "It's milk."
The most normal thing. It's like
Yeah,
the most normal drink besides water to drink.
I was like, "You don't drink milk?" But then I was started thinking, I was like, I haven't really drank like a glass of milk. I'll take like swigs every now and then, but I haven't had like a nice glass of milk in
I drink a
a
glass of
long
milk
time.
today.
Oh, I probably should. I used to drink a glass of milk at least one every day when I was a kid, but and honestly, probably into college. But no, I have not had one
I'm
in.
not even gonna front on y'all. I fucking love milk. I fucking love milk. It's so good, and it's good for you.
It is. Was it glass of milk a day keeps the doctor away? Is that it?
I've never broken a bone. Well, that's not true, but
Is that the expression? I don't think that's
you got a
right.
plate in your
That
shoulder.
sounded.
That's not a bone. That's not a bone. That's a tendon.
Broke your toe.
That's what I mean. Like I, that's not when I said that's not true. Like I broke three of my toes. So, but those are toes. I've
Toes
never broken like
down.
an arm or my scapula or anything. Like, you
My
know,
scapula.
I'm not
Jamie's
Mike Evans with
mom.
a broken collarbone. Rest in peace, my Mike Evans future as well. That
Yeah,
sucks.
that's sad. The
Gonna
streak
be
is going to
the
end.
first. The streak's gonna end.
I
I
saw
was.
this one on Twitter, like right after it happened. Some guy, like some beat writer, was like, "Oh yeah, it sucks. Like his 1,000-yard streak's going to end, and like who knows what his future will look like." It's like damn shame thing to happen to one of the greats. And then obviously some either mouth breather or 12-year-old commented it was like quote unquote like one of the greats and like some sarcastic gif. And then I saw some guy for I forget who it was, but some guy following it replied. He was like, "I really hate seeing these fucking 12-year-olds out here, man."
Yeah,
Was like,
I
man,
mean, he's a Hall of Famer
yeah,
already. Like,
first like that for a wide receiver, you don't really get like too many like yes, 100% Hall of Famer.
Like, what else would he be? What do you mean? Like,
Yeah, I just.
it air quotes, like, one of the greats, like,
Well, that's why I was saying
sarcastically.
this guy must
Like,
be
what else would he be, you fucking idiot?
this must be a 13-year-old who like doesn't has only watched football for 2 years.
He's watched Travis Hunter this season drop a million passes and be
Yeah,
like, one of the, oh, this is the best court. No, I don't know.
that.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely one of the best in the past. What, however fucking long he's been playing?
It's
Like,
like his 13th season
yeah.
or something. Like, and he's gone over 1,000 in every single
Every
season
single
he's
season.
played.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me that's not greatness?
That's bananas. Like,
It's
just to
like,
even stay healthy enough, like, obviously, it kind of sucks to say that now, but for 12 years prior, he was able to stay healthy enough to get 1,000 yards. It's insane.
yeah. And then even like last year on that, you know, he needed 5 yards and then got six off
That was
that just
awesome.
crazy shovel pass to him. Like, it was just like, and he got like a 2 mil bonus off that
Yeah.
pass too. Like, it was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, Mike Evans rocks.
Yes, he does.
Like,
I was, it just made me mad. I
I hope that guy got bullied online.
think he did.
Good.
All right. Anything else?
What else is going on?
Shit, I don't know.
Preds are losing 4-2.
Don't have any
That went down
London
fast.
games for the next couple weeks, I think, or European games for the next
God.
couple
And we
weeks.
don't have a double header Monday night game this week too. So
Yeah.
thank the Lord.
I kind of like the, I mean, obviously don't do it every week, but if you're gonna do it, I like it the one leading into the other, not the
Yeah.
two going on at the same time.
Like that's fine,
I
but
do not like them going in. I like them going on at the same time because I can actually like stay up and watch one of them. The other one, I'm just like, I didn't even attempt it last night. I
oh,
was
I
like,
didn't
dude,
watch.
fuck
I
this.
watched the first, like, probably 2.5 quarters. I didn't watch. And then I was like, okay, this game kind of stinks. I'm going to bed. If it was a good game, I probably would stay up and watch it, but it wasn't.
It was also like teams like I don't give a shit about. Like, Seahawks have like I have no quorum with the Seahawks. You know, I hate the Texans, but they're kind of ass right now. So I was like, I really they're gonna lose this game. I have the Seahawks minus three. They're gonna lose.
Yeah, if there was any sort of spread drama or what, I probably would have watched it, but the Seahawks just got up to big lead and just cruised. Well,
Yeah.
They shot themselves in the foot multiple times, but the Texans just couldn't do anything with it.
I don't even know how that game went. I just know that I woke up with money in my account and I was like, okay, good. Then I was like, oh, Marks also scored? Sick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
Cool.
I'm very happy we only get like one of these Monday night games. It feels right.
Do we have any more double headers for us this season?
I have no
I
idea. I hope
probably
so.
not, just because of the amount of teams going to be on bye for every week for the rest of the way.
Well, like teams have been on bye since like week five, and I'm like, why are we still doing double headers? Like, we've done double headers for like 7 weeks now. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I think we're in the clear.
Good.
And one Monday night game feels more
It's
special.
all you need. It's all we've had forever. We don't need more than one.
Oh, I definitely prefer one, but I'm saying if you're going to do two, I prefer the one leading into the other.
Yeah, I mean, this one made sense since it was in Seattle and it started
Yeah.
at 9, which was like really like 6 o'clock, the Pacific time. But like, man, dude, RIP like the East Coast. Like, it starts at 10 o'clock on a
Yeah.
Monday. It's a work night. It's a school night.
Yeah,
We got
that's
shit to
true.
do tomorrow.
That's rough.
What are you doing?
Watching ball.
No. Go to sleep.
Right.
Get up early and start grinding.
Oh
Every
God.
day I wake up at 4:30
Yeah,
in the
Sean's
morning.
gonna make one of these like my morning routine things.
Hell no, dude.
All right. I'm going to call it. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. Please like, comment, subscribe, or interact with this in any way. It really helps us out, really helps our reach. Check out the Trend Center app, link in the description. Use the code TFTM at checkout for 15% off a premium membership. It's the greatest tool on the planet for sports betting. I probably need to utilize it a little bit more. But the NBA is back, the NHL is back, and there's games literally every day. So plenty of opportunities to trend on upward using the Trend Center app. Use code TFTM. All right, we'll see y'all next week. There's three of us. Let's make some money.
Woo!
Oh, you didn't know?